let's get it on.
Oh, baby.
Let's get it on. Let's love, baby. Let's get it on. Sugar. Let's get it on.
Lingual by Nestra. Fandom, Stargate Atlantis. Pairing, Rodney McKay, Ronan Dex. Rating, explicit. It's read by Myfic. On a planet called... Okay, Rodney couldn't remember what it was called, because that was Taylor's job. The welcoming feast was not so much a feast as a cocktail party, and that was fine with Rodney. You stood still, food came to you, and it turned out that crab puffs were pretty much universal. He found that comforting. While Shepard and Taylor made nice with the local diplomats, he found a spot right by the kitchen doors so he could grab food as soon as it came out. Strategy was everything when limited quantities were involved. After the fourth platter, crab puffs, bread stuffed with the soft cheese, tiny cups of a fizzy drink, and something purple that he ruefully passed on, someone large bumped into him. "What are you doing here?"
"Same thing you are," Ronan said, elbowing him out of the way to grab some meat on his stick.
"Hey!" Rodney protested, but the server was already gone. "Damn it! That looked like good meat!" Ronan shrugged unapologetically and munched on his snack. And that was pretty much the way the whole night went. Except when the desserts came out. "Oh my God!" Rodney said, standing on his toes to look through the window in the kitchen door. "Is that puff pastry?"
"What's puff pastry?"
Rodney caught himself starting to explain. "It's... never mind, what do you care? You're just going to shovel it into your mouth anyway." The door swung open, and the two of them immediately pounced on the server, who looked a little startled, despite the fact that they'd been double-teaming him for an hour and a half. "Oh, yeah," he mumbled around a mouthful of something chocolate and creamy. "Puff pastry." Ronan sniffed his first, then bit it in half. Something that looked like custard oozed out.
It's good,"
he said, licking the custard from his lips. "You didn't get a chocolate one," Rodney said. "Experience wins the day every time."
"Yours is chocolate?"
"You know what chocolate is. I suppose that's a constant in every galaxy." He moved to shove the rest of his pastry in his mouth, already searching the crowd for the server. "Damn, the tray's already empty. People are vultures."
"Why are you staring at me?" "Yours is chocolate."
"What, are you five? Are you going to complain to Mummy that I'm not sharing?" Rodney took a nervous step backwards as Ronan moved closer. "You're not going to beat me up, are you? They might still have some in the kitchen." Ronan didn't say anything, just looked at him. Rodney had always been bad at sharing. Very bad. Keeping he was good at. Sharing was just one of those concepts he'd never had time for, like patience and white lies. "Okay, fine. Here." He handed Ronan the rest of the pastry. Ronan chewed, swallowed, and made a low rumbling noise of approval.
"That's really good."
"Yes," sighed Rodney. "It was." After the party, it was time for bed. Rodney approved of this planet, whatever the hell it was called. They had their priorities in order. They also had some really intriguing software that could help regulate power consumption on Atlantis, provided they could negotiate for it and Rodney could interface it with their network, but that was Shepard's problem, and Rodney was pretty sure Shepard would figure something out. And if he didn't, Rodney would bug the shit out of him until he went back and did it right. The bed the nameless people had provided looked really good. He pulled his shirt over his head, and in mid-pull, the door creaked open.
"God!"
He caught a glimpse of Ronan through the neck hole of the shirt before it blinded him. "You scared the crap out of me. Didn't they give you a room?" Ronan reached out and pulled Rodney's shirt away from him, tossing it on the floor.
"What? Oh!"
The wall next to the door was some kind of plaster, cool against his back, and Ronan was nuzzling his neck, his beard scratchy.
"What are you doing?"
His voice sounded squeaky in his ears.
"You gave me chocolate."
He could feel Ronan's lips pulling at his neck, little movements somewhere between kisses and bites.
"And on your planet, that means please molest me?" It was really good. You still have some on you.
Ronan swirled his tongue over Rodney's lips, then kissed him like he was taking over his mouth, tongue pushing inside and licking, tasting, stroking. But, Rodney managed.
But what? Ronan asked,
sucking on his earlobe and rubbing his pelvis against Rodney's leg. It was surprisingly hot, considering he was basically being humped, and Ronan's warm breath brushed his skin, and his hands trailed down Rodney's chest, and there was no way Rodney wanted this to stop.
Never mind, forget it. Come here. I'll freak out after the sex.
They tripped once on the way to the bed, when Rodney tried to take his pants off and walk at the same time. He felt his face heat with a flush when Ronan laughed, but then Ronan helped pull off his pants and slipped a big hand over his hip and down his thigh.
That feels good.
The bed was as comfortable as it looked. He ended up propped up on a couple of pillows with Ronan perched over him, lazily rubbing his cock against Rodney.
Really, really good. Keep doing that.
Ronan left little streaks of pleasure everywhere he touched. His mouth on Rodney's chest, his cock bumping Rodney's, his feet brushing Rodney's calves. He seemed to like it when Rodney grabbed his ass, so Rodney dug in his fingers and pulled Ronan down against him. The sheer bulk of him squished the breath out of Rodney, and it was completely worth it. He missed the weight when Ronan pulled away.
Hey, wait a minute!
But then Ronan licked his cock and everything was good again. Better than good, fantastic! Rodney had no idea how Ronan had had time to practice giving blowjobs while he was running from the wraith, unless maybe it was a natural talent because, God, he knew what he was doing. And he had a very big mouth and not much in the way of personal boundaries. When he licked along the crease of Rodney's thigh and underneath his balls, Rodney arched his back and grabbed the sheets, wondering if it was actually possible to pass out from a blowjob. He'd heard anecdotal evidence, of course, but he'd never actually believed people's more outrageous sex stories. He was starting to wonder if he'd been missing out. Everything rushed over him when Ronan took what seemed like his entire cock in his mouth and sucked on it, hard. His whole body tingled for a few seconds, then all of the sensation redirected itself and slammed into his cock. He clapped a hand over his mouth as he came, Ronan leaning on his thighs and preventing him from shaking himself apart.
Oh God, he gasped weakly when he could breathe again. That was fantastic.
Ronan climbed back up his body, braced his hands on Rodney's upper arms and started rubbing himself off against Rodney's stomach.
Wait, I'll do you. I don't mind.
Too late, though. As soon as he got a hand on Ronan's cock, Ronan clutched his arms a little painfully and shot all over Rodney's chest.
Oof!
Ronan's heaviness was less appealing post-orgasm. Rodney manoeuvred him off to the side, then wiped himself off with a corner of the bedsheet.
Ow! I think I'm going to have bruises tomorrow.
He turned his head suspiciously at an unidentifiable noise from Ronan.
Was that a laugh?
No, Ronan said, but he was grinning. Rodney couldn't muster the energy to be truly offended, but he filed it away for tomorrow when he'd have to keep his jacket on all day. He rolled over to face Ronan, whose eyes were drifting closed.
Okay, seriously, why?
Go to sleep, Ronan mumbled.
I don't fall asleep after sex, at least not for about half an hour. After that I'm gone. It's something about my body chemistry.
He laid a hand on Ronan's chest, palm flat against the warm skin. Ronan sighed and brought his hand up to cover Rodney's.
I like you. I like sex.
Rodney waved his other hand with a little less vigour than usual. Yes, yes, I think we can all agree that sex is good, but that doesn't really explain why.
Sure it does.
Ronan yawned and stretched his legs out. Rodney watched his muscles move and wondered if it would be too weird to kiss Ronan now that the actual sex was over.
You're a fairly uncomplicated person, aren't you? I admire that, in a way.
Ronan grunted.
You think about these things too much, McKay.
Maybe you're right. He paused for a moment, thinking back over the evening. You think they have any of those pastries left in the kitchen?
Ronan's eyes opened.
We could check.
They probably lock it up at night.
That won't matter.
Right, Rodney said. Get your pants.
The End. You can find more of the author's work on the archive of our own.
Let's get it on.
Oh, babe!
Let's get it on.